Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that saying, Cole, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That is the exact scenario that Lane Kiffin finds himself in right now. He is at Ole Miss. They are a ranked team playing really good football. It seems as if he has got Ole Miss football rolling at a level of consistency that Ole Miss football has not had for a very long time prior to him getting there. You know, Ole Miss would pop up, they'd have a really good season or two, and then they would fall back and be terrible for a while.
Yeah.
And they would pop up, and then they would fall back for a while. But Lane Kiffin's name is being thrown around pretty heavily for the Florida job now that Billy Napier is gone. John Talty of CBS Sports reported on Billy being fired, and in the title, he says the tea leaves suggest Lane is intrigued. I think it would be one of the dumbest decisions Lane Kiffin has ever made to leave Ole Miss, a situation that is really, really good for him, to go jump into that level of a firestorm. What do you think?
I think you're wrong. I think Lane Kiffin wakes up and he does recognize, Diesel, what you said, the consistency that Ole Miss has never had. However, Lane Kiffin, unfortunately, has reached a level that we all have, whether it's to a large degree or a minimal degree, Diesel, of you plateau and you think, okay, well, I want more. And I know they're ranked and I know they're good. And I know in the portal era of college football, they can continue to be dominant and competitive. But there's still, I said it a couple weeks ago, you just cannot convince me that when he lays that head down at night on the pillow, he doesn't think about, man, what can I do at Florida? I think it crosses his mind. I think he's aware of it. And while Ole Miss is consistent, I just don't know that Ole Miss will ever be on the level of Florida. What happens to Ole Miss if Lane were to leave? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that they're not Florida.
They got money, they got support, but it's not Florida money and support. But think about it this way. Lane Kiffin has bounced around multiple times in his career, and I'm not necessarily talking about the FAU experiment. I'm talking about, you know, NFL, Tennessee, Southern Cal, and he has seen firsthand what happens when you're constantly chasing that higher rung on the ladder, right? And just about every one of those times, it is blown up in his face. So I think Lane Kiffin, I hope that Lane Kiffin at, what is he, probably 55-ish years old, I would hope that Lane Kiffin has learned better at this point than to let his ego drive him to leave a really, really good situation for Florida. It's like being married to a stable nine, hot woman. But then you look across the way and you peek your head into the gentleman's club across the way and you say, oh, there's a 10 in there who's a train wreck, but I could fix her. And could you imagine if I could have that 10 over there?
Yeah, but you just think, like, if Lane Kiffin, Diesel, if his DNA holds true, which is he has been successful pretty much everywhere. We know what happened at Southern Cal. That didn't go well. It didn't end well, right? But what happened, Diesel, when he left Southern Cal, he then what? He then was able to go work for Nick Saban, the greatest to ever do it, kind of revive his career a little bit, right? And look just how good he was for Nick Saban at a time where college football was evolving more to the spread offense. It was a match made in heaven that everybody said would not work. So I just think ultimately we've seen the DNA of Lane Kiffin show us that this guy's a winner. This guy's got what it takes. And if we think what Lane has done at Ole Miss is impressive, what Lane at Florida could be, I think with his DNA, his ability to recruit, his ability to use the portal, I think Lane Kiffin's one of the best coaches in football, and I think ultimately Florida would be stupid not to go after him. I think we'll continue to hear his name thrown around, but I think he would be uber successful immediately at Florida.
Tolos, what say you? 844-326-3663. If you were in Lane Kiffin's shoes, would you stay at Ole Miss? Would you take the Florida job? And maybe further than that, what do you think Lane will actually do? I think he's matured enough to realize he's got a really, really good situation at Ole Miss. We'll just have to wait and see. It's not a money thing. You know, Florida could throw $11 million at him, and they probably will. But Lane's making over $9 million at Ole Miss.
Yeah,
he's making
money.
A ton of money. He's already in the top 10 highest-paid coaches in college football.
But you know Lane Kiffin. Have you ever seen a picture of Oxford, Mississippi compared to Florida? The beaches, the women, the views.
But Gainesville's not at the beach.
But he's only
Gainesville is landlocked.
He can get in that car.
Himself in so much trouble. Lane would get himself in. I was talking to an Alabama fan, and he is part of the Upset Picks Challenge, so I won't say his name. But he knows a lot about what was going on with old Lane. And a lot of people have heard the stories of what was going on with Lane in Tuscaloosa and the bad behavior that he was up to. Lane does not need that level of temptation in Gainesville. He doesn't need it. But he would be an absolutely beautiful spiritual successor to Steve Spurrier, wouldn't he?
It'd be something. I'm telling you, if he's matured, if he has reached the point in his life where he knows good from evil and which fruit to eat and which fruit not to eat, I think he could go there if he were focused on football, and I think he could be one of the greatest coaches to ever coach at Florida. And that's saying something with the Spurriers and the Urban Meyers, and the list goes on and on. But I've always been high on Lane Kiffin. I could be wrong. Maybe it could be a train wreck, but ultimately – wouldn't it be fun to see? Let's press the button and find out.
50-19 at Ole Miss with a 725 win percentage, the highest win percentage he's had at any stop he's ever been at. Come on, Lane. Don't walk away from a good thing.
That's a pretty good record, by the way.
Yeah. He was good at USC, 28-15. Really good at FAU. But not as good as he is at Ole Miss.
Texter says, Lame Kitten is very good at rebuilding programs. He's a James Franklin type. Can't win big games, but he gets programs winning again. Another texter says, Tennessee wasn't that program. USC wasn't that program. Still dazzling with everyone's BS. I don't know if, texter, what do you mean by that? Are you anti-Lane Kiffin? Let us know, 844-326-3663. Diesel, let's get into Shane Beamer. He spoke to the media today. Normally on Tuesdays, we talk about what Dabo Swinney had to say. Unfortunately, Dabo didn't speak today because of their bye week. But what Beamer said, we react to it. And also, is firing Mike Shula the right decision right now? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.